Jasmine. I'm so glad I get to take care of him.
Elliot, you only get to take care of him because his cage broke during the move, and because Dad said I'm supposed to be nice to you.
Jasmine, you have to be nice to me because I'm your new sister. Don't worry, he'll be safe in my room.
Elliot, it's only for a little while, just until we buy him a new cage. Remember, Gizmo belongs to me.
Until 3 days ago, Elliot was a loyal servant. He provided clean, shredded newspaper, fresh water, and alfalfa pellets that were bland but contained a balanced ratio of vitamins to minerals. In addition, Elliot oiled my exercise wheel so it did not squeak and washed the windows in my Echo habitat so I could enjoy the view. He gave me a pair of glasses so I could watch the nightly news from the comfort of my nest.
Elliot never tried to squeeze me into a tutu.
Jasmine, doesn't he look cute?
Elliot, no, he doesn't look cute. He looks ridiculous. Stop doing that.
Jasmine, but you said I could take care of him.
Elliot, I never said you could put doll clothes on him. Besides, they're way too tight.
Jasmine, well, it's not my fault he's shaped like a potato.
Jackson, ha ha. He's a furry potato.
The new girl's name is Jasmine. I am not fond of her. I do not understand why she must pick me up and kiss me whenever she walks into the room. It is most unpleasant. And why must she carry me around in her pocket and sing songs to me? My time is valuable. I am an evil genius with important evil work to do.
Mom. Sweetie, don't you think you should put the guinea pig down?
Jasmine, Gizmo likes being carried.
Mom, but he's grunting and biting your finger.
Jasmine, that means he loves me, and I love him so much. He's the sweetest guinea pig ever. I'm so happy Elliot's letting Gizmo stay in my room.
How many times must I tell these humans that the term guinea pig is incorrect? I am not from the pig family. I am a proud species of rodent belonging to the Caviidae family and the genus Cavia. My species comes from the Andes Mountains, not from Guinea, but the humans insist on referring to me as a pig. Do I have a snout? No. Do I wallow in mud? No. How long must I bear these insults? Once I unleash my evil plan, they will never call me a pig again. Which brings me to my updated list. My evil plan. 1. Escape the pink prison and build an evil genius lair. 2. Return Elliot to his rightful role as my servant. 3. Become the king of all cavies. Create a cavie uprising. And take over the world. Alas, Jasmine is sticking me into her pocket again. Why must I suffer such humiliation?
Chapter 2. Wedgie.
What a great day! I love this day! I wish every day could be like this day. I got half a waffle, and some toast crust, and a cup of kibble. I drank all the water from my bowl. I licked the shower floor, and I ate a dead fly. Now I'm standing at the door. It's time to go on patrol. Hello! Let's go, people! Let's go outside! Mom. Wedgie, stop barking. My name's Wedgie, but my full name's Super Wedgie. I got that name because one night a long time ago, Jasmine tied a red cape around my neck and took me to all the houses in the neighborhood. At each house, I got a pat on the head, and Jasmine got treats that she put in a bag. There were lots of scary people wearing masks, but I barked at all of them and kept Jasmine safe. And when we got back home, I chased all the mask-wearing people out of our yard. The cape gave me superpowers. Now I wear it all the time. It helps me protect Jasmine and the rest of my pack. There used to be 3 people in my pack. Mom and her 2 pups, Jasmine and Jackson. But my new dad and his pup Elliot moved in, so now there are 5 people in my pack. It's my job to guard them from enemies and invaders. It's also my job to herd them so they don't get lost.